Well, from social media to older media, they're back.
You and I need to talk.
I disagree. I think you and I need to talk.
What are you doing here, Grace?
What are you doing here, Will?
Are you just going to repeat everything I say with an emphasis on a different word?
Are you just going to repeat everything I say with an emphasis on a different word?
A moment from NBC's reboot of Will and Grace, one of dozens of new shows premiering on networks and streaming services in the past few weeks. It's the fall. NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans has the enviable job of keeping up with all of them, and he joins us to guide us through. And so, Eric, Will and Grace, love this show, but what's the sense of the reboot?
You know, I'm not a huge fan of the reboot. I do think that it kind of recaptures some of the rhythms of the original series. It's just not as sharp as the show was at its when it was at its creative height. Mm-hmm. But what I've seen happen with these shows that are rolling out now is that people seem to need comfort food from their television right now. There's a lot of scary things sort of going on in the world, from the Las Vegas shootings to the turmoil that we've had in government, you know, most of this year. And so a show like Will and Grace, it seems to be doing well in the ratings, even though critics didn't necessarily love the first three episodes, because it's comforting and it's something people recognize. And there's other new shows like Young Sheldon on CBS, which is a spinoff of The Big Bang Theory, and a show called The Good Doctor on ABC, which is this heartwarming drama about an autistic surgical resident who's trying to make his way in his first posting in a hospital. These are shows that can feel a little like comfort food, and they seem to be doing well. And maybe there's a sense that people want something that is comforting, and they're not as interested in some of the dark and gritty things that maybe we're used to seeing from quality television.
Right. It's your visual mashed potatoes, and people want them. Well, but what about shows that, you know, aren't just, you know, blankies for people, but really have made a positive impression on you?
I really loved HBO's new show, The Deuce, about the emergence and the transformation of porn from sort of an illegal venture into a real industry in New York City. And this show got picked up for a second season, I think, after the first or second episode aired on HBO. So obviously, HBO liked it. Mm-hmm. And we've even got a clip from the show that's set in the 1970s and talks about the emergence of the porn industry here. James Franco is actually playing two parts. He's playing twin brothers, and they're both talking about one of the twins' decision to leave his wife. Let's check it out.
I'm done. Out for good.
You sure?
Positive.
I don't want to say nothing bad about your wife, have you two get back together, and have you mad at me forever.
Marriage is dead. Say what you feel.
Dead?
Yeah.
Like for real dead?
Dead, dead.
100%.
100%.
Never going back.
Yes.
That's, I mean, to think that that's the same actor. And Maggie Gyllenhaal is in this too, as she plays a prostitute.
She plays a prostitute who realizes that making films is a way to get off the street, make her life a lot less dangerous, and she becomes a porn director. So, you know, it's all the things that you like about quality TV these days. It's a complex subject. It's something that's authentic and detailed. It's about a period in history that maybe, you know, we could stand and learn a little bit more about. I think it's very well done. What's been interesting to me about this season is that the fall season, especially on the broadcast networks, has been a little lackluster. There haven't been a lot of shows that critics have loved. But if there's a sense that people want comfort food and maybe they don't want shows that will challenge them as much as a show like The Deuce, then maybe there's a sense that the networks actually made the right move in doing so many spinoffs and reboots and shows that aren't particularly challenging.
Yeah. Okay. It's early days, but are there shows in trouble?
Well, Kira Sedgwick had a show called 10 Days in the Valley that bowed to some disappointing ratings. And overall, actually, the LA Times had a great story that talked about how the overall ratings for the big five networks are down 11% this year versus the same time last year. Now, the CW hasn't yet really debuted its new programming. That starts to roll out next week when we see shows like Supergirl come back, and they have a reboot of Dynasty that's gotten some decent reviews, and they also have a military-themed drama called Valor. So that may change a little bit once the CW starts to roll out its original programming. But there is a sense that people are starting to consume things in different ways. They're going to streaming. They're DVRing things and taking time to watch things. So it'll take us a little while to really get a full picture about how these shows are performing. But some of these shows are doing better than people expected. The Good Doctor was picked up for a full season. Young Sheldon was also picked up for a full season. Mm-hmm. And we also last year saw the networks be very stingy about cancellations. So I expect these shows to get some time to prove themselves, and they seem to be doing an okay job, most of them so far.
NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks as always.
Always a pleasure.